Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jim, thank you so much. Pleasure to be with you.
I should mention that you're opposed by Carol Baskin, and people have pointed this out, and I'm sure you're aware of the history. No pressure here, but in 175 years, no sitting Supreme Court justice has ever been defeated in a re-election bid. Does that matter at all in this race?
Only to the extent that it, to your insinuation, it adds pressure to make sure that we get it right. No, I mean, I don't think it matters. I think every election is about the voters making a choice in that race. And certainly that's the way we've approached this campaign, is to try and make the case to as many voters as we can. It's been a challenge in the pandemic sort of environment to connect with voters in what's often called a down ballot race. As you say, people don't tend to pick up on judicial races, but we're doing the best we can.
Well, about that, I mean, I might have an opinion about my mayor, my sheriff, or who should be the mayor or the sheriff, or on the county commission or the school board, or my member of Congress. But as you point out there, I don't know how many people give a whole lot of thought to who should be on the Supreme Court. What should we be thinking about?
Well, what I say is that people should care because they have the opportunity to care. Whenever we have an election, whenever we have any seat in government that we get to choose, we should care about it. For me, what I tell people consistently is I believe very strongly in our constitutional framework. I believe in separation of powers. I know that the job of a judge in our republic is not to make policy, but to make sure that the law is administered fairly and consistently. Those are the sorts of things we talk to folks about. We think that that's important to the state of Georgia. We think it's important within the American system of governance. But those are the sorts of messages we try to connect with.
And Justice Charlie Bethel, a bit by way of background, served in the Georgia Senate on the Court of Appeals for a couple of years, 2017-2018, and then to the Supreme Court, and then winning a general election seat on the Supreme Court. Before that, some work in private law firms. And I think I mentioned this, graduate from the University of Georgia and its School of Law. So you're not talking to strangers when you talk to folks in Athens this morning.
That's right. I know WGAU country very well. I was actually born in Athens. My father was a non-traditional graduate student coming out of the Vietnam era, and so my parents had already started a family. So I was born there at St. Mary's, but didn't really live in Athens until I came back as a college student.
In terms of that experience that we were talking about, Justice Charlie Bethel here, first of all, beginning with work in the legislature and in a law firm, by the way, some clerk work as well. Talk about the experience and what it brings to bear in holding a job like this and seeking reelection to it.
Well, Tim, I appreciate that. And at the risk of sounding like I'm bragging, I'll add a little bit. I also served on my local city council in Dalton, and then also spent several years as an in-house attorney in a corporate setting. And the reason I bring those particularly up is because there's no one else in our courts, the Supreme Court, that is, with those sorts of experiences. And what I really believe is that when we work together as a court of nine members working together, the idea is that our backgrounds and our experiences in law practice and in life help to correct one another's errors and mistakes. We're in the business of correcting errors that happen in lower courts, but of course we're all imperfect. I mean, I'm not perfect, and none of my colleagues are, but when we blend that together, the hope is that we reduce error. We get it to as minimal a level as possible. So having been in the legislature, I understand that legislative process. I know that when we talk about things like legislative history and those sorts of things, that they don't really mean what some folks try to make them mean when you talk about what judges should or should not look to. We should look to the actual text that the legislature passes, for example, because that's really the only evidence of what their intent was. What somebody put in a committee report was not what was voted on the floor. Things like that I think are instructive and informative to the work that I do now.
Let's talk about the role of the courts here quickly. Again, Justice Charlie Bethel with us. I say quickly, this is a huge question. We could spend an hour on it. We got 3 minutes. I can literally go downtown Athens this morning, and or I can flip on my TV and I can watch what's going on in Atlanta or elsewhere. The barbarians are at the gate, at least for the moment here. What's the role of the courts in holding them back?
Well, I think in a practical standpoint, when we talk about civil unrest, the primary responsibility for sort of immediate response always is going to fall upon the executive branch, as law enforcement and those sort of things. But what we have to recognize in the judiciary is our response is to try to process those cases, move them through expeditiously. And the other part, Tim, that I think is important with the conversation, and judges shouldn't talk about specific cases, and so I won't, because prejudging a case would cause you to be disqualified in it. But what we have to recognize is that there is a history within our system of governance at all levels, within the law, within the courts, that has resulted in inequity in the administration of justice. In other words, there was a time in Georgia when people, because of their race, were not allowed to serve as witnesses. So because of their race, were not allowed to do certain things. Well, that's part of our history, and we need to have that be part of the conversation so that we recognize, as we move forward, what are the things that we come from as we improve to move where we're going, that we need to be able to talk about as adults in a civil society to say, this is true, this is part of our history. We are working to make sure that it's not part of our present or our future. And I think the courts, like all of us, like all citizens, have a role in that conversation.
Justice Charlie Bethel, candidate for re-election, the early voting that wraps up on Friday, and the election itself a week from tomorrow. Best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. Y'all take care and go dogs.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.